producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Good Day Health Program with Doug Steffen. That's me and him, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Me and him. That's terrible English. He and I. Much better. We are here to help you have the best year of your life medically as we start a new year, new opportunities, new beginnings. So if you've had trouble this past year, let's see if we can't make you understand what's going on in your body a little bit better. That's why people call, because they have questions that they haven't had answered from the doctors that they've been seeing. And this is a perfect example of it. If you're just joining us, we're having a conversation with a fellow named Steve, who's in Jackson, Tennessee, who seems to have unfortunately come upon doctors, at least in the initial read here. Steve, my guess or my thought, and we had a call like this in the last hour, Ken, as well, where somebody just seems to me getting terrible medical advice. Maybe that's the status of things these days. But what you're going through, Steve, seems to have had an obvious, it's pretty clear they didn't know what they were doing. It sure sounds like they didn't know what they were doing. Ken, what's your read on
this? That way.
Hi, Steve.
Yes.
Welcome back. So you had a pacemaker put in when?
In February.
And your pacemaker was put in to your heart for what reason? Your heart was too slow?
Vasovagal.
Vasovagal. So you were passing out.
Yeah, passing out, and my heart stopped for 20 to 25 seconds.
So you have a very overactive, what we call vagus nerve, and it's slow. It overworks. The heart has nerves from the speeding up side of the nervous system, the sympathetic system, and the slowing down side, the parasympathetic system. And that's as far as we'll take anyone into the weeds here. And the part of the brain that slows the heart down is the vagus nerve. And often you need that, but sometimes for reasons which are not totally clear, it can be overactive and it can slow the heart rate down so much that it stops the heart. You have a pause and you can pass out. So when you have an overactive vagus nerve, we have to give you a floor where the heart rate won't go below, so you won't pass out, and that's why we give you a new spark, which is not connected to your nervous system, so it won't slow down. We can program it to stay at a floor, and the heart rate will never get lower than whatever we dial into that little device. So that was the hope before it was put in, and that's the way for 99.9% of the people, it turns out. Steve, I'm so sorry that you were one of the few people here that it doesn't turn out that way. So what happened when your pacemaker was put in? You had a lead put in two parts of your heart, the upper and the lower, two leads?
Correct. It was a dual lead.
Okay.
And like I said, after the first 2 weeks, the upper lead came loose,
okay,
and
so
that's when they
stop
choking.
Stop for a second. So you had dislodgement. The lead in your
Correct.
Upper chamber in the atrium dislodged. It was no longer, the tip was no longer touching the inside surface of the upper chamber, correct?
Correct.
Was it just in the wrong spot, or you're not sure?
No, it actually came loose. They had photographs before, x-rays before and after.
So it was, where was the tip, or just,
in the upper one, you could actually see a J pattern in the end of the lead where it's connecting to the upper part of your heart. And when it came loose in the x-ray, you could see it just sitting straight, and all the slack had pulled out.
Okay, so it's just sitting slack outside of the chamber.
Correct.
Okay. And then the ventricular lead, the second lead of your pacemaker, you know, a pacemaker is basically a battery and one or two wires to take sensing of the heart rate and then to stimulate the heart if it falls below a certain rate so that the heart rate will never be lower than whatever we program it in. That's a simplified version of what a pacemaker does. It's basically a new spark, a battery, and a wire or two. So you had a second wire in the lower part of your heart, and is that wire well-placed and well-functioning?
Yes.
Okay, so you have the lower part of your heart with a ventricular lead that is okay.
Correct.
So why didn't they just turn off your atrial lead and leave you as you are and see how you did, were you going to do? And
that's
then try
kind of what they're doing
and
now.
Then try to reposition that atrial lead.
That's what they've been working on now. Of course, I've been in and out of the hospital with chest pains. And that's when they turned off the bottom lead.
No, but wait. Why would they turn off the bottom lead if the bottom lead is working and functioning properly?
When the bottom lead is interrogated, I choke. The same way as it did when the upper one came loose the first time.
When you say interrogated, do you mean when they speed it up or...
Yes, they do a test on the leads with a machine.
When they speed it up.
Correct. They're upping your heart rate. And when they upper your heart rate using the bottom lead, that's when it chokes you out.
Do you choke or get a headache?
You choke. It feels like something comes like up inside your throat from the bottom and actually blocks off your airway. You can't breathe.
Okay. Well, but you don't feel that unless they beat it rapidly, correct?
Correct. If they interrogate the bottom lead, it causes it, or if I move my arm. All right, Steve, we're getting too much into the weeds. Steve, give me a second.
When that pacemaker goes on, when they don't interrogate it, when it just paces, do you have problems?
Yes.
When it paces routinely without them turning it on, you have problems.
It's with chest pains.
Okay, so you have pacemaker syndrome. So you need to have this fixed. They need to just reposition.
We knew that at the beginning.
I don't understand what the question is.
We're out of the circle here. The question is, whatever the question is, you need to go somewhere else, and if you can't do it today, you need to do it on Monday.
Steve, your pace, but you're not comfortable. Some people are comfortable with just a single-leaded pacemaker. You're not. It's called pacemaker syndrome. And you need dual-chamber pacing. You need an intact and functioning top and bottom lead. And this needs to be repositioned and functioning properly. And, you know, people who know what they're doing can fix this.
So what Ken's telling you in a nice way is if you've gone to people that don't know what the hell they're doing.
Go get a new electrophysiologist. You need a cardiac electrophysiologist, second opinion, to get this fixed for you, okay?
And you're in a place where there ought to be some good medicine. Jackson's a pretty good-sized community.
How far are you from Vanderbilt?
I'm probably 2 hours from Vanderbilt.
Go to Vanderbilt and let them fix this for you.
Yeah, but don't wait. Make sure you take care of it on Monday, Steve. Don't be talking a lot to people and trying to explain it. What it sounds like to me, and I'm now being loving and kind, you're trying to explain away their ineffectiveness.
No, I think he's frustrated.
Well, he is, but the obvious call here is to go someplace else, and it sounds like he doesn't want to go someplace else for whatever the reason, and that happens over and over again. Doctors have this godlike thing, this mystifyingly ridiculous connection to doctors who are not either caring, they don't know, they'd rather go play golf than take care of you, whatever it is. But the signs are so obvious from the first few minutes that you were on that you need to go somewhere else, and you need to do it fast. All right? That's fair, isn't it, Ken?
He's being very patient and
has a malfunctioning
device and just needs to get another person.
Yeah, don't worry about the doctors and hurting their feelings or trying to reinvent the wheel. They either are inept, they don't know, they don't care, any number of things. But whatever they are, you go somewhere else, and Vanderbilt would be a good place.
And not everybody's like this.
No, of course not. But there are some.
Well, we have an example.
Exactly. Those doctors are horrible. Go somewhere else, sir. It's too bad that you were victimized by them. Maybe there's a lawsuit there. 16 past the hour. 888 553-7536. Okay, let's get you into the mindset of the new year and how much better you're going to look and feel about yourself when you get your hair.
The only thing that things happen unexpectedly in medicine, and anyone who is a practitioner of medicine who says it never happens to me, it's just they haven't done enough of something, because anything we do has a complication rate. But the key is that although these procedures have complications, a responsible doctor will then deal with the complications and have a plan and fix them. Either if they can't fix them, we'll make sure they get the patient to somebody and not leave the patient with the problem and no solution when a complication. That's the only thing that I can really fault the doctors there, that they left him without a plan on how to get this fixed.
But that's part of what their job is.
Exactly.
For heaven's sake.
Exactly.
It's part of the job.
It's not so much that there was a complication, because these things, unfortunately, do occur.
Everybody makes mistakes.
When they occur, you have to own it, take responsibility, and get it fixed.
Yeah. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken now. And meanwhile, back at the ranch. How to make yourself look better and feel better. This is we go from the serious to the sublime. This is the simple and sweet stuff. Getting your hair that may be getting thinner into a place where the follicle is going to grow back again. It's a cleansing action that Provia presents. But what a great opportunity as the year gets started for you to deal with your thinning hair. And Ken's going to explain how that works.
Well, let's start this new year with a new you. It's time to stop your beautiful hair from falling out and thinning prematurely. Provia from Chamonix is the answer. Provia is a powerful, all-natural hair thinning treatment which contains a unique blend of plant extracts to get the results you want safely and naturally. Here's Diana, one of our listeners from Kingsville, Maryland. She says to us, Provia truly delivers on its promise. Within weeks, new hair started coming in, no nasty smell, and it's not greasy. I only need to apply a little bit on the thinning area, and I use it every other night before bed, she tells us. It really works. Amazing stuff, she adds. Best of all, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe on colored and treated hair. Results are guaranteed or your money back. Is truly a no-brainer, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
Pretty simple. Just call the manufacturer. It's the best way. You don't want to go to the cosmetic counter and get things like this, and they don't really work that well. This is something that's proven to work, and it goes right to the problem. 800-543-5817. Take note of that number. Call the number, as a matter of fact, while you're thinking about it. You're thinking to yourself, you heard Ken explain this before, and it sounds like a pretty good idea. So let's give it a shot. Now, as the new year is upon us, give it your best shot. 800-543-5817 to get your hair back or your money back. And if you call, mention Dr. Ken, you get the incredible super concentrated Provia along with it. Doesn't cost any more. 800-543-5817. Cleanse the pores. Get the opening there so the hair follicles can grow back. You'll feel the fuzz in 3 or 4 months. 800-543-5817.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Mobile device. is right against our bodies every day.
But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices.
The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Let's move and groove here to the news of the business of your health and to you and your questions and calls as well. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert on this program. I'm Doug Steffen, hopefully a facilitator to get to the bottom line as quickly as we can. Let's go to Salt Lake City in Utah. Jim, hope you had a happy new year, and maybe what Ken can give you for information will make the year even better for you. What's on your mind?
Right. I presently have liver cancer, and the specialized hospital here connected to the University of Utah is providing a procedure called Y90. The Y stands for, I believe it's pronounced yttrium. It's a radioactive with a half-life of about 9.5 hours.
Right, yes. And that's used for liver cancer. And how can we help, Jim? What would you like to know?
Well, I'm interested in what the success rate or what I can expect or various ideas. I have a young doctor who's very serious and is very overly careful about what he says to me. And so I don't get a lot of information from the young doctor. But I'd just like some more information on the Y90 procedure, sure, the success rates, et cetera.
Jim, let me ask you a little bit about your diagnosis. So you've been diagnosed with liver cancer. Is the liver cancer originating in the liver, or did it originate in another part of the body and move to the liver?
In the colon, it originated in the colon.
So this is metastatic colon cancer to the liver.
Yes. And pretty aggressive, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, okay.
Man, you sound pretty cool, calm, and collected for a guy who's going through what you're doing. I give you 2 points for that, sir.
Right. And has somebody had a heart-to-heart with you, Jim, to give you a perspective of what your prognosis is?
Probably this, but I'd like a heart-to-heart. Let's go for it.
Okay, because, you'd like me to tell you exactly what I know about this, correct?
Yes, and you okay. And I realize it's probably not one of your specialties. You have a lot of specialties.
Well, his specialty is not wanting to tell people what their fate is, but under the circumstances, we all have the same fate. We just get there different ways and different times. So what he's going to tell you isn't what he wants to tell you, but you know already what's going on. So that's, you know, maybe you're looking for a second opinion, but there's nothing about this that's good.
Jim, okay. This is a radioactive material that is connected to microspheres, and it's injected into the liver, into the hepatic artery, and it's used when your prognosis is about 3 to 6 months, and the hope is to extend life expectancy by at least another 3 to 4 months. And it's when it's a palliative, it's not curative. And it's used when surgery or chemotherapy or other radiation therapies are not an option. And and has this been explained to you?
No, it hasn't. But I'm glad you're giving me this information.
But shame on them.
I'm
for not giving you that
information. I'm perplexed about that. That is that should have been explain to you. That's not good.
Well, that's a big hospital, and there's a couple of doctors.
You know what? That's no excuse. You are a human being who deserves dignity, to be treated well, to get the information you need. I'm going to go off the grid here a little bit, Ken, if I may. Jim, there's a doctor in Salt Lake who is also a part of this program. His name is Jack Stockwell. Have you ever heard of him?
No, him personally. Been on a show.
Oh, you have? All right. Have you talked to him about this?
Well, I've read his concerning cancer, and he is limited on his cancer knowledge.
He is, but there's something that he might be able to do for you. I just give you, I would suggest to you that perhaps you give him a call and go see him, and I'll call him and tell him that you're going to go see him, because there may be something that just makes it a little bit better for the time that you have. Because
don't give up the doctors at the University of Utah, but ask to sit and have a heart-to-heart with the oncologist associated with the University of Utah, because you need to get some more information.
You should have a lot more information. And Jack may be able to give you that in more time than we have here to give it to you on the air, but we wish you well and hope that this thing works. What's going to happen is going to happen, but you need to be treated with dignity, and you haven't been. 29 past the hour on Good Day Health.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. The U.S. Fire Administration reports more home fires during the holiday months than any other time of the year. Home fires and deaths increase significantly with more cooking, decorations, and open flames. And the biggest fire risk of all could be your Christmas tree. Shriners Hospitals for Children and actor Joe Minoso of NBC's Chicago Fire offer simple steps to keep families safe from fires and burn injuries with the Be Burn Aware PSA series. Joe Minoso.
During the holidays, hundreds of kids are taken to the ER with severe burns. That's why I'm working with Shriners Hospitals for Children to remind you to be burn aware this holiday season.
Simple steps like watering your tree daily and discarding the tree once it becomes dry can significantly reduce the risk of house fires and burn injuries. Additional tips include making sure your tree is at least 3 feet from heat sources and never leaving lit candles unattended. Learn more at beburnaware.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Cronhouse, just taking a few seconds to ask you for a call, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, because we do have a few lines open, and if you tried before and couldn't get through, it's open, and we're going to run out of time, 1-888-553-7536. I'll share with you almost 30 years, probably over 30 years of being in medicine. Little have I ever seen, not at least once. I'd like to help you get to the next call and help you get to the next step. If you've been listening, you can imagine how much is not told in current
disgraceful
in current disgraceful medicine in yeah. 2016. It's just, there's just a problem with the system. I guess, you know, the doctors are just like rats on the wheel, running, trying to do more and more and less time. And the complication is that the patients are not getting,
you know,
explanations.
Ken, the impersonality. I'm just sitting here thinking about all of the attention that was given to federalizing the system. There are good things that came out of it. People have insurance that didn't have it before. A lot of people, unfortunately, though, can't afford the insurance now that the system doesn't work the way we were told it was going to work. The idea was good. Getting people taken care of in other progressive countries around the world. Healthcare is a whole different kettle of fish, but we are unique in America in lots of different ways. And one of them is how we get our care and how good it is and how much stuff is done, work done here to make medicine better. But the frustration that people have now because the system doesn't work, there's a better, as a result of the Affordable Health Care Act, there are more people who have coverage, but unfortunately it isn't affordable for a lot of people, and so they're going to fall off the wagon. And then the result also is that people who are getting paid less have to do more, and they get more clients in, and they don't take the time.
And the system is a lot less efficient now because
terrible.
The doctors who now have become scribes entering information into computer screens, and And this takes a lot of time from the visit.
Yeah, it does. All right, so anyway, what Ken was saying, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you did a good job of telling people why it is that you help them relieve their anxiety. And that's really what this is about. Ken's a pioneer in the field of using the technology that's available to influence how you look at the things going on in your body. You got to get to your mind. You sort of have to have a brain sync, if you will, have the technology align with what's in your brain so that the warring factions here, as we saw, if you were able to listen to the last couple of calls that we had on, both of them had one thing in common. The people were anxious. They presented it in different ways. The last gentleman was very calm, but I think part of the problem is he didn't know what was going on, and now he's going to be concerned as well he ought to be. So Ken is here to promote calm and to have you use maybe a little of your intuition. If medical intuition isn't something that you've developed, you're better served if you do have medical intuition. I thank heavens that I met people like Ken along the way who have helped me understand what's going on in my body, because I do have questions and I do have some medical intuition based on my experiences. It's something that I find important because I want to be here to enjoy my family, the people that I love, as long as possible. Who wouldn't? And it's good if you do the work. And part of the work, there's a book by a lady that I have great respect for. Maria Francesca Trilogy has written a book called Life is Good When You Do the Work. This is part of the work. Knowing what's going on in your body is part of your work. You got to know what's going on. But then the other side of it is you got to go find somebody who will help you, because it's a partnership. Isn't it, Ken? It's a partner. I feel that way with you. You're my partner. It's not your responsibility to know what's going on. You figured out what's going on in my body, and you tell me what's going on in my body. So we both have followed up on our responsibility.
That's how I like to make sure that it's performing.
Right, exactly. But it starts with having somebody who, I mean, Ken's not any different than anybody else. He's getting shortchanged by all these federal programs as well. He's not making anywhere near the money that he used to make, but he still does things exactly as he did with all of the very expensive and complicated equipment and a large staff. In his clinic, the Lake Cardiology staff is second to none. The people there are wonderful. I experience it every time I go there. Meredith experienced it the last time I went there. I brought her to go through all of the stuff that may or may not have been going on. She just needed to know, and I wanted to. I didn't insist, because with her,
she has a pretty heart.
You don't insist. But, yeah, she's got a great heart in every way. But she found it out, and I wanted her to get to experience Ken's bedside manner, if you will, and to have a few things you find out that need to be corrected. We all do. Every time I go there, I get things that need to be adjusted, and that's what you go. You get a tune-up. So, by the way, lakecardiology.com is Ken's website, lakecardiology.com, and his local number there in Florida, for those of you who would like to take advantage of it. Matter of fact, I'm coming from the Northeast to go see him. A lot of people come from all over the country and around the world, because they hear him on this program all around the world, frankly. And the number nationally is 800-LAKE-CARDIO. It's easy to remember. But this number is a good one to write down as well. It gets you to the same place. 352-735-1400. 352-735-1400. See Ken. Get some information. Now, like the gentleman in Utah, I got it here from us. It's not good news, but at least it's news that will be thoroughly discussed and vetted. By the way, listening around the country, if you want to tell people about this program, you're not sure about the radio station that may carry them if they're in different parts of the country, you can hear this program live every week. We do it from 7 to 9 Saturday morning. If you can't get through there, you can listen to DougStephan.com to the archives, or on RadioAmerica. .org to the archives, or crntalk.com, talkstreamlive.com, gcnlive.com. I probably go through these too quickly. People can't write them down. But if you just Google DougStephan.com, or just go on to DougStephan.com, you can see how to get at it. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, all these places. And that's where a lot of the calls and questions come from. So, with that in mind, how about we go to George, who's in Anderson, South Carolina, with a problem that obviously needs some direct intervention here. George, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken. Please explain.
Thank you. First time I ever heard this program. Happened to be working this morning. back in July when I did my annual physical, they noticed that my hemoglobin was low. It was around 11.5 or 12, and my primary physician sent me to a gastroenterologist. We did a colonoscopy and we did an endoscope, and I also swallowed a camera to go down through my small intestine, and everything looked good. And I had no polyps. Nothing looked like it was any problems. Everything looked clean all the way through my gastro system. But since July, we've done 3 stool tests, and I'm still bleeding. And we did 3 hemoglobin tests, and it's still running low. And I was wondering if you had any advice, maybe what the next type of treatment we should look for to see what kind of problems I may be having.
Sure, George. So they did a colonoscopy and an upper endoscopy, and they cannot find the source of your bleeding?
Correct. And then after they did those 2, I swallowed that little camera.
Right.
So they could go into my small intestines, and he said that was clean and everything looked fine. But we're dealing with 2 problems. The hemoglobin being low is 1, but then blood in your stool.
Well, George, it's actually, I think, all a related problem. Your blood. Give me a second. You explained it very well. I understand exactly what the situation is. Your blood count is low because you're losing it in your bowel somewhere, but they've done 3 tests and they cannot identify the precise source in the gastrointestinal tract of where the bleeding is actually occurring. That's what I think is going on.
Correct.
Okay. So the question is, what's the next step? And there are radioactive bleeding studies that can be done where they tag the red blood cells and follow them in the bowel. I was just wondering what there are some small bowel follow through studies that can be done to look at better at the small bowel. Often it's hiding at the ends of the small bowel where it, right before it connects with the large bowel. But what usually the GI doctors, who are the real detectives in this area, they usually don't like to give up. What did they have in store for you? Did your gastroenterologist have a plan to continue to look?
I would assume so. Well, I mean,
what I would do
is, because there are, if you just want to know if there's, you're not at the end of the rope, there still are some things that could be done. I mentioned them. And I would just go back to the GI doctor who did the original colonoscopy and upper endoscopy and ask them, where do we go from here? Because I would not yet give up looking for a site, because I don't think you've exhausted all the diagnostic possibilities.
Okay. That's good advice, and I was going to send another consultation up with him.
And just keep an eye on your iron levels. I hope they have you on iron at some point, because you are going to become deficient in iron because of the continuous loss of blood.
Yeah. But here's another example. All right, George, best of luck. Happy New Year, so to speak. Another example of not being given, but the world.
Well, it sounds like
tonight.
My whole profession's on vacation
this
week.
Yeah, right. Nobody wants to tell anybody anything. All right, let's see if we can have Jean in South Dakota with what she knows and doesn't know. Jean, you're on now with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hello. Yes, I have a dear friend who's been having Crohn's disease for 2 or 3 years. She's about 30 years old. She was given various medications, which I don't know what they were, which didn't help. She went to a specialist in a distant city and put her on Endivio, Endivio infusions. She's had 3. She's supposed to go on them every 8 weeks. So far, nothing has happened. It's to get rid of pain and symptoms. She has pain in the abdomen, rectal area, diarrhea daily, blood and blood clots. They also now put her on a steroid, butazonide. 3 capsules, 3 milligrams, 3 times a day. And I'm just wondering what you know about this medication. I guess it's rather new. And what can you suggest to help her?
Has she been on other issues. This is a rather new drug for moderate to severely active Crohn's disease when other things have not worked well. So I hope that she has been tried on other possibilities, but this is hope when all of the other choices haven't worked. And I hope, is she doing this within a university setting?
I don't know. It's a specialist in Denver she has to go to.
At the University of Colorado?
I don't know. I never even asked her if it's at the university.
Okay.
But
this is you again. This is used for moderate to severe ulcerative colitis when a number of the other medicines that are usually used have not worked well or can't be tolerated. And,
okay.
And it's helpful. It reduces some of the symptoms, and it has maintained remission. It's some hope. And it doesn't work for everybody, but it does for some. And I think the key is that she's with an experienced GI doctor, because not all of them have experience with this drug, and that she has failed, hopefully, others, and she's not in a research protocol.
Right. Well, I think these people have had, they claim that they've used this with other people, these doctors.
Okay.
And then they also put out a steroid. I mentioned budesonide.
Uh-huh.
I guess, did I say that to you? I'm sorry if I said it here. Okay. Well, and I'm just wanting to know if you have any other suggestions for her.
I think he's giving you what he can give you, Gene. I think that now you carry that on back.
Usually with this drug, you get to reduce some of the steroids. But I would just make sure that she's in a spot, like I said, that she has very severe problem and being treated by people who have a lot of experience using this drug, because not everybody does.
All right, Gene. Happy New Year to you and to your friend. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
When I think of all the great deals I could get at Happy Honda Days, it's like,
I'm a beautiful princess. Summon my chariot so I can ride out the ball in style.
Then I hear it's a KBB.com best value brand. And I'm all,
a princess still appreciates a good deal when she gets one.
Joyous deals for every side of you. Hurry into the Happy Honda Day sales event now. Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2016 Odyssey at your Honda dealer.
Based on 2015 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. See dealer for financing details.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
You're listening to the Dr. Ken Good Day Health Program with me, Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken is here every weekend live. You can join us at 888-553-7536. In part, Dr. Ken is brought to you by the folks who make Provia. This is a clinical-grade botanical extract that cleanses the pores on your scalp so that the hair follicles under your scalp that can't get through the pores because they're plugged up. This cleansing allows the follicles to come back. It's like having an operation to have your hair moved around without having the operation. Works wonderfully well for most people. Call 800-543-5817 to get your hair back or your money back. 800-543-5817. Dr. Ken also brought to you by the makers of Genucell. Through stem cell therapy, you can target the eye puffiness, the bags, the lines around your eyes, and also the situation with the dark circles under your eyes, all taken care of by a call to 800 800-822-6145. That's 800-822-6145 to make your eyes look brighter, full of life, vim, vigor, and vitality. And then, of course, there's Super Beats. Get yourself going. Get the blood pressure where it needs to be. Call 800-655-4183.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
But I didn't learn to break your heart.
53 past the hour now as we continue on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're at 888-553-7536. I do want to, before we run out of time, we've been busy with a lot of good questions today and some rather sad realities, in fact. Here's a sad reality. Home births that have been going on. There's a study that came out this week that Ken's going to explain to you about infant death risk and whether you have the baby at home or not. What I find about this, maybe I'll give you my, well, you give us the report and I'll give you my observation.
Right, yeah, hold off for just a second because it's not quite what it appears to be. You know, I know the headlines that have appeared,
yeah,
but if you get into the details, this appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine that babies born outside of a hospital are more likely to be stillborn or to die within a year of birth. However, this is the important part. The risk of death in both groups is small, fortunately. The study found nearly 4 deaths for every 1,000 born outside of a hospital compared to approximately 2 deaths for every 1,000 deliveries that occur in a hospital.
Wow. Okay. So my observation is that this is self-serving. The way that it was always done was people had their children at home. Granted, the survival rate wasn't as good as it is now, so perhaps that's the stat that has relevance here. But I do think that there's a self-serving, as with many of these studies, it depends on who pays for them. They have a self-serving side to them, don't they?
Well, hopefully they're just the facts, and hopefully, you know, the New England Journal of Medicine vents these things, and, you know, it could have been fudged, but it's just the facts. It is what it is.
All right, speaking of fudge, if you eat when you're not hungry, it's not good for you. I love fudge. I always have it
easy
when I'm not hungry.
Fudge.
Yeah, I love fudge.
This is out of the Journal of the Association for Consumer Research. When people eat when they're not hungry, blood glucose levels rise more than if they wait until they are hungry to eat. The reason why this is so important, this is all about the glycemic index, not to get in the weeds, but when foods rush the blood sugar up higher, then more insulin is secreted. When more insulin is secreted, then the body stores more of this in as fat instead of muscle. Thus, it's healthier for individuals to eat when they're moderately hungry when they're not hungry.
All right. So here is something I've more and more seen these 3D stories. There's a dog. There's a story this week about a dog that has the new ambulatory arms, if you will, or legs, because of a 3D printer making what he needed. This is so amazing. I don't even begin to understand how this works.
Yes, this is the future. And, you know, when you think about printing, people think about printing presses, but that's not really what it is. This is actually the ability of a machine to construct these objects in three dimensions. So complex. For example, a nose with its vascular and all of the requirements of the circulation to put it together. This 14-year-old boy, Dallin Jennett from the Marshall Islands, unfortunately lost his nose from burns after falling on a live power line when he was nine. He's the first person in America to receive a 3D printed nose, restoring his senses of smell and taste. And the reason why this is an amazing breakthrough is because you think of this as a nose transplantation, but this is a breakthrough because he will not have to deal with all the issues that transplant patients deal with lifelong, such as tissue rejection, immunosuppressive therapies. None of that is an issue for him, and he has a new nose.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it, with technology? We laud and take our hats off, a tip of the hat, if you will,
the
people
picture,
that can figure
if,
this stuff
if
out.
If you get a chance, look on the internet and see the picture of him hugging the doctor. Mm-hmm. As much as Doug's been bashing doctors, this gentleman hugging sincerely the doctor is just a wonderful picture.
You haven't been exactly disagreeing with me when it comes to
No, I haven't, but this is the other side where this doctor is an amazing
plenty of good ones, plenty of great ones, as a matter of fact.
You can see the genuine affection between this patient and the doctor. It's a lovely picture.
All right, quickly, the study that links e-cigarettes to cancer, how that all fits together. Man, this stuff is nothing but bad.
Very concerning. The popular belief, Doug, that e-cigarettes are a safer alternative to conventional smoking. But increasingly, researchers are uncovering the negative impacts the electronic devices may have on health. This new study has identified chemicals in the vapor of two popular e-cigarette brands that can damage cells in a way that could cause cancer. This is on top of previous bad news from e-cigs recently discovered by Harvard that many of the flavored cigarettes have chemicals associated with popcorn lung.
59 past. Good day, health.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.